This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday. We got 24 and a half more minutes of edumacation to distribute. And joining us from Seagrove, North Carolina, is our good buddy Todd. Todd, ask, answer, or both, my friend?
I would like to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
JJ's true or false question.
All right, here's the question. In the official rules of the sport cricket, there's time included to stop and drink tea. Is that true or false?
That's true.
It is 100% true.
Todd.
Nicely done, Todd.
Todd, you know your cricket, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Quite sure. Quite sure.
You know, they have a wicket. It looks a little bit like baseball. They have a bat. They have a pitcher. Then it starts to get a little confusing. Yeah. When I was in India or Bangladesh, I forget which, everybody was like so excited about cricket match.
Yeah.
But the crazy part about it is it's played over 5 days. A minimum of 6 hours a day for 5 days. And then they stop in the middle of the match and have tea time. What do you do, people, for a job that you can say, hey, I'm not going to be in next week.
Going to a cricket match.
Going to go to a cricket match. It's going to last 5 days. How do you have the money for tickets, concession meals for breakfast, lunch, and supper? I mean, I've got a lot of questions. But I did bring back a cricket bat. Listen. Taking the belt out when your kids misbehave, nothing. When I come out with that cricket bat, everybody stands at attention and they do exactly what you say.
All right, Todd, go ahead, fire away, brother.
All right. Well, I have a Bible question. I don't want to disappoint you because I know you always expect a.
You know, I bet you got a Bible. You got a Bible, Old Testament.
You never disappoint us. You've been coming. He's been coming with New Testament questions ever since you said that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Which is it, Todd?
Well, I do have New Testament. It should be one that you should be able to get. Yeah. But tell me the names of the seven churches of Revelation.
Oh, the seven churches of Revelation. Laodicea.
We've got Laodicea.
Okay, Laodicea. Okay, I'm going to write these down.
Yeah.
Laodicea, Smyrna.
Smyrna.
Philadelphia.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
Freedom. I got word association going on here.
Brotherly love.
Philadelphia, what about not Thessalonica?
No. No. Laodicea, Smyrna, Philadelphia. This is to Ephesus. Ephesus is one.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm numb.
He is getting one for the team.
Yes,
he is.
It's going to take us a while to get to seven. Go ahead, Todd.
Todd, has Ed missed one?
You got three of the seven.
All right. Okay.
That's a 40.
What? Go ahead.
Ephesus isn't one of them?
Test.
Yes.
Okay, we got four out of seven.
Well, we got four out of seven, right?
Go ahead and give us the answer.
I'd have to sit and make my way through.
We don't have time for that.
And we don't have time for as slow as my mind works.
Todd, what's the answer? What are we missing? To read the four that you
got. Laodicea, Smyrna, Philadelphia, Ephesus.
All right. Well, I'll just go ahead and give the seven in order that they're given in Revelation. It's Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
We were going to name one of our babies Thyatira because you want to name them
Bible. Thyatira?
Yes, because you want to name them Bible names, if at all possible. And it would be it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. Good luck getting a date with that name. Are you going to pick up for the prom?
I couldn't get dates, and my name was Ed.
Chocolacala?
Hey.
What'd you say? Chocolacala?
Hey, Todd, thank you. God bless you, buddy. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Thyatira?
Okay. What, did you write him down what he said?
Thyatira is one. Another one.
You can also get that at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can get that medication if you have problems with your Thyatira.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man. You guys embarrass me. you know, sometimes.
Well, you just got done saying one of the seven cities in the late was Chakalaka.
Yeah. Planet Superman went to. Think about it.
Planet the Superman was.
No, what I was going to say was that's a serious question.
That's
about
right.
The scripture.
It is.
And
yeah. Sardis was.
I didn't want to make fun of the Bible.
Right.
Right. Good.
So seemingly good. Make fun. We weren't doing that, but
right.
I want people to know that. That's right. A very good question.
We were making fun of ourselves.
Yes. That's a very good question by Todd, and we appreciate him calling.
He always has.
Oh,
good
really
questions.
Good.
All right. I say we repeat our questions, and we don't have to do it anymore today.
First,
right.
So, last time.
Okay. Yeah.
Today.
All right, the word flare. Now, I'm talking about a flare you shoot up in the air. The word flare is a blend of what two words? Second question, what company was the first to mass produce the first handheld mobile phones? And then third question, I thought this would be pretty easy, but nobody's taken a shot at it. What NFL quarterback has thrown the most touchdown passes?
Here's what I've got, two questions remaining. Number one, how many daily tides do coastal people experience? How many daily tides do coastal people experience? Little hint here, I assumed it would be two. High tide, low tide. The answer is not two. So I learned something.
Yeah.
And I don't live on the coast, obviously. The next question, what was the four-letter name of Thailand before 1949? What was the name of Thailand before 1949? Tim's thinking. He's a geographer.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Geography. But, all right, here's my questions. Number one, there was a survey done of 1,000 adults in the U.S., and the most popular ice cream flavors are vanilla number one and chocolate number two. For an AFR stainless steel travel mug, I need to know, what are the next three most popular ice cream flavors? After vanilla and chocolate, what are they? Number two, without looking, name the states that border Mississippi. Name the states that border Mississippi. I've been having border questions the last few weeks, and today I decided to pick my home state. So there you go. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we're going to go back to Kansas, and Earl is on the line. Earl, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Hello. I remember stumping you guys a couple of years ago, but I don't want to rub salt in the wound.
All right, Earl, let's see. You stumped us with what question? What was the question? You remember it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. But,
go.
Wolfman Jack's real name.
Oh, what was Wolfman? I remember that question. What was Wolfman Jack's?
I remember him out of Nashville.
He's out of Chicago.
I got an interesting one for you
time. Hold on a second. Earl, stop. Oh. Just a minute. Hold on. Let's get this straight. Because you may be right. Wasn't Wolfman Jack? What do you say?
He's got a phone bill to pay. He's on minutes. He still has a flip phone.
Okay, we got cell phone plan.
All right, go ahead, Earl.
Oh. Well, since you guys know everything there is to know about the old Los Angeles Rams fearsome foursome, courtesy of Casey Kasem, I came up with a little trivia fact here. One of the linemen used to moonlight on the side as a singer. And it's a two-part question. And the other part of the question would be his backup band. After the Hall of Fame lineman gave up the music industry, his backup band continued, and they became rather famous. So I was wondering who the
are you talking about
lineman was?
Okay, you talking about the fearsome foursome for the LA Rams, the defensive lineman?
Yeah.
Okay, you're talking about Deacon Jones, Merlin Olsen, I think Fred Dreyer.
He came later.
He came later.
Rosie Greer. And then it changed.
Burt
it
Lancaster. But he.
No, but you had some actors. The one you mentioned was on Little House on the Prairie.
Fred Dreyer actually went into
Merlin
acting
Olsen.
When he got done.
Yeah.
The fearsome foursome, they did change. Coy Bacon was added. It depended on what year you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I'm going to. The only one I think might have. been a singer would be Rosie Greer.
That's what I think.
That'd Rosie be the only Greer. One that I could possibly. I don't think Deacon Jones sang.
And his backup band, a little known fact, they were the Bee Gees, and they went on to have a pretty career.
After they split up, it was a sad story.
All right, how close are we, Earl?
Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal here. You got him. He was the first one you mentioned, Deacon Jones.
Really?
Yeah.
He was a singer?
He's also a pastor.
Evidently, he tried. So okay. I don't know how many years he tried. But,
he was. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Deacon Jones and then his backup band, they continued. And do you have any guess who they might have become known as?
Absolutely not.
Well, what happened was right there, Bill Monroe took his band from him. You know, Bill Monroe.
Moon over Kentucky.
Bluegrass. It was bluegrass.
Right.
For Deacon
I could
Jones.
Throw a song or two at you, like they had Me and Baby Brother, Summer. Yeah.
You better tell
the
us the answer.
The ghetto.
That one hit wonders?
Oh, what?
Nope.
All right, what was it?
Those were some of their hit songs. Their most famous would probably be Low Rider.
Oh, War?
Cisco Kid. War.
Wow. Tim.
Yeah.
I'm just constantly amazed.
Right.
Now, feel free to double check me or whatever, just to make sure so you can. You know, discredit me next
for those who weren't paying attention. War is the name of the band he's talking
right.
about.
And he said about fact checking, we're trying to be easy on that because they called Noah a conspiracy theorist, and then later his fact checkers all drowned.
All right, thank you, Brother Earl. Appreciate you calling. Next up, Ed.
All right, we go to Tennessee, and hey, Ed is on the line.
There we go.
Ed, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, man. Glad to meet you.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. Glad to meet you, Mike.
Good to have you back. Ask, answer, or do both, Ed?
Well, I'll go with both.
Which one you want to answer?
Well, the cell phone question.
All right. Here it is, Ed. What company was the first to mass produce the first handheld mobile phones?
Motorola.
1973.
Your dad worked for them, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He worked on missiles to blow people up, but there were other divisions that did things.
Your phone can blow up.
I need another tumbler for my wife. How about a tumbler?
A tumbler? Hey.
Yeah, I got one the other about 2 months ago. I answered about the young presidents.
All right. I'll tell you what we're going to do.
What we're going
to
do.
Ed, not, and I just want our listeners to know this is not because I think you have a great name. All right. But. But Haywood,
part of it.
Haywood, earlier on the program, answered correctly on the mystery question. But I see on my computer, our screener says Haywood would like to give the mug back to someone else. He already has one. So we're going to send it to you for your wife.
You can thank Haywood.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
You are. You're welcome.
Hey, so Motorola, people that will remember when they first came out with radios, all these businesses, you know, they had CBs and things that were Motorola. They were industry
standard. Ed, did you have a Motorola phone?
No. You know, I'm kind of primitive. I just have a little flip phone and no television. So we're living here in the hills of Tennessee, you know, back in the woods.
All right.
So you don't need technology. Much.
No.
All you needed was another tumbler.
Yeah.
So
I'm set to go. Yeah.
Hey, and don't you feel embarrassed by that? When revenuers are after you, Ed, you have to do what you have to do. You have to live off the grid. We're not going to judge you for that.
Hey, Ed, make sure you stay on the line. I'll put you on hold when we're finished on air with you, so we can get your information and send you a. Tumblr, what's your question for us?
Okay, here's the question. What was the pen name of Mary Ann Evans, a great English novelist of the 1800s?
Agatha Christie?
No, the pen name. No, it wasn't.
Well, don't act like that. Don't act like that's just out in left field, Ed. Agatha Christie probably sold more novels than anybody in the world.
Novels.
No, you idiot.
He were dismissed at hand.
All right, Ed.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know, Ed.
At least Tim.
Don't know.
He put his best meter forward.
I'll give you a clue. She wrote the book Silas Marner.
Silas Marner. I don't know.
Yeah. Silas Marner. She's open for the Bee Gees.
No, Silas Marner.
She was one of the fearsome foursome of the Los Angeles.
No, Silas.
I'll tell you the name. His George Eliot. Her name. Her pen name was George Eliot.
Man.
Oh, okay.
That transgender got started way back then.
Pen name to a male name.
So she could get published.
That's
probably.
Right. Probably all the women's discrimination back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
right. Thanks, yeah. Buddy. Stay on the line so we can get your wife that mug.
You do have a mailing address right there.
Yeah, I think
Ed,
he does.
You have an address we can send this mug to, right?
We put you on hold, Ed.
You can't answer that?
I already put him on hold.
Yeah,
okay. He can still hear.
So Robert Youngblood will get your information, and then we'll get your wife a mug so you guys don't have to fight over the coffee
That's
mug.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there in the morning drinking a couple of liters of coffee. You don't need to be bickering.
Right, no. There are much more important things to discuss.
All right, let's go back to Mississippi, and Rick is on the line.
Okay.
Rick, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick. Where are you calling from?
Sounds like the ocean.
Right now, Fort Gibson.
He's driving down the road. Port Gibson. Yep. Port Gibson on the coast, right?
little north of there.
Did you say Port Gibson or Fort Gibson?
I said Port.
Port, C-O-R-T, yeah, Port. Gibson. Port. Yeah, so how far is that from the coast?
Probably 250 miles. Just south of Vicksburg.
Oh, a port on the river.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. I don't know. I should have known that, being a native Mississippian. Go ahead, Rick. Ask, answer, or both?
I'll try both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
I'll answer the player question.
Here we go, Ed. Right. This has been hanging around for an hour and 20 minutes.
It has. The word flare is a blend of what two words, Rick?
Flaming arrow.
What is it?
Flaming arrow.
Flaming arrow.
No.
It's not even one of them?
That was a guess.
That was a good guess.
Flame is correct. I'll give you that part. Flame is correct.
If you just guessed, that was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a guess. Flaming arrow is not it, but flaming is.
Flame is one of the words.
But that was a great guess.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Rick, what's your question for us?
It's a riddle.
All right.
Tim's ready.
All right. A bear hunter decides to go bear hunting. He pitches his camp, hikes a mile south, doesn't see anything, hikes a mile west, kills a bear, hikes a mile north back to camp. What color bear did he kill?
What kind of bear did he kill?
Yeah.
Color bear did he kill?
Something about the North Pole, maybe a polar bear or something.
I'm going to say
it was white. It was a polar bear. Something about him going south, west, north. He's back at camp. He didn't go east. I don't know.
We're going to say white bear.
Yeah, we'll go with polar bear. I'll go with JJ. He has pretty good instinct on these things.
JJ is correct. It wouldn't have mattered if he went east or west, but when he got back to camp going north, it had to be at the North Pole.
That's what I thought. I kind of thought it was going to be a North Pole thing.
What good are compasses, really? You know, when that can happen to you right there by no fault of your own.
I still don't understand.
GPS. If Siri, recalculating as many times as I have when I've been driving, it would make it easier.
Rick,
to get
that's a great riddle, my friend. I have to remember that one.
Thanks
you very much.
Have a great Rick, weekend
from
there.
Port Gibson, Mississippi, which is just south of Vicksburg.
Okay,
on the river there. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Tennessee, and Detlef is on the line. Detlef, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. It's fantastic to attend a learning institution that doesn't yes. display flags and maps and demonstrations for countries that never existed.
Learning University. Welcome to Learning yes. University, Detlef.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. And you are from where?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, okay.
I could tell by your accent you was from Memphis.
You're in Memphis. All right, Detlef, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both? Which one you want to do?
I actually was going to re-answer the metric question.
Okay.
The caller earlier said it's the Royal Imperial System. It's actually not. It is the U.S. customary system, which is based on the Imperial System, but not synonymous. Their measurements are different than ours.
Oh, that's great clarification. All right. Wow. Thank okay. you.
And what countries is that used in?
What countries?
Yeah, you're talking about the what we call the Imperial.
That's the British system.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But the American system of yards and feet and inches and things like that, that's not the Imperial system that didn't originate
just
with that?
Based on it, he said.
No, they may have the same
origins.
The same pronouns for like gallons and yards and but the measurements are not identical.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice to know.
I got you. Well, we're right. You know, America's still right on that.
And what we use, you mean?
What we use. Sorry, the British, you know, couldn't adapt.
Yeah, it's based on it. It's based on
we
it.
We can't solve the world.
All right, hey, we're almost out of time. Detlef, what's your question? Did you want to answer another question or ask? We're almost out of time.
Now, I'm going to ask you one.
Okay.
What is the national language of India that everybody speaks or understands?
Well,
it's English, isn't it?
I should know this. I've been to your country twice, flew into New Delhi and been to Hyderabad.
I've been to Memphis many times.
No, been to India. beautiful country, spicy food.
Is Sanskrit, is that a spoken language? Anyway.
Let's say Sanskrit.
It's
Hindi. I'm going to say Hindi.
Okay.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
No.
Is it English?
It is not. And according to the India Constitution, it is Hindi. However, less than 80% of the population speaks it. They have 280-some dialects. And in effect, they don't have a national language.
Wow.
So my question was to the person that taught me that, well, how do you guys communicate? English? What did you do before the British got there? Sign language? Now you know why it's an underdeveloped country.
Oh, well, I'll be.
The English is a big language over there because of British yes. colonization. All right, we got to
– Thanks,
gotta,
hey, thank Detlef, you, Detlef. Thank you so much. We got to run. Okay. The word flare is a blend of two words, flame and glare. And the Tom Brady is the NFL quarterback who has thrown the most touchdown passes.
How many daily tides do coastal people experience?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Four.
Wow.
I'm amazed. I have to get the backstory on it. What was the four-letter name of Thailand before 1949?
Siam.
Siam, and Dr. Seuss named it.
The three most popular ice cream flavors after vanilla and chocolate.
I'm going to say
strawberry.
Chocolate chip, mint chocolate chip, and butter pecan.
Cookies and cream, strawberry, and chocolate chip.
Wow, you got
nice.
The states strawberry. That border Mississippi are Louisiana, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Alabama. And, of course, the Gulf of Mexico, but that's not a state. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.